All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Eternum, so let's go ahead and get started. Still raining. Ugh. Wow, as soon as you log off Eternum, all the exhaustion suddenly hits you like a ton of bricks. Remember, you can pick up Eternum from oldpieman.com. Just log in, do the Patreon thing, that's how you do it, and you can log in. I think you might even be able to just use a regular email address. So check it all out, but you'll get Eternum for free. 8.5, the newest version. And a bunch of other cool games for free. And there's a bunch of other cool games on there that you can just literally hit download on and get for free. So do that. And it's games you won't find on Steam and itch.io either now. Wow, as soon as you log off Eternum, all the exhaustion suddenly hits you like a ton of bricks. It's easy to forget how fatigued you are when you're in there. Now it's time to sleep for real. Big day tomorrow. I have to visit Alex's house and then follow another lead on a hypothetical gem of doom on that Western server. I hope things go more smoothly there than tonight. But somehow I highly doubt it. The next day... I can't believe we're a month away from Christmas already. Wow, we're gonna have a Christmas episode? Well, at least I won't have to empty my bank account. Nancy made us all promise that we wouldn't do gifts this year, and instead we'd all celebrate the holiday with a ski trip weekend. Dolly, on the other hand, her birthday is January 1st. Man, having your birthday on New Year's Day has to be a real bummer. Even if people still wish you a happy birthday, it has to feel way less special. You kidding me? And not to mention, if you want to do anything fun, most people are nursing their hangovers after a night of celebrating. Well, you can celebrate the birthday the day before, you know? Perhaps I could surprise her by celebrating it a couple of weeks earlier, maybe before Christmas. I'm sure she wouldn't expect that and would appreciate the gesture. Just celebrate her birthday on New Year's. Her birthday is 12 o'clock a.m., right? That's literally when New Year's starts. You're partying around that time, if you're me. I mean, that's what I always did. 12 o'clock, let's start drinking heavier. No, don't do that, but that's what I did. Okay, so there's some whey powder. Protein flavors gym. Okay, good lord, that protein powder's high. You got gold in it? If I don't have 10 pounds of muscle by the time I've got finished with one of them, I'm returning that motherfucker. I should get her something too. She was complaining the other day about her current protein powder. I think she was eyeing a much cleaner natural kind, but it was way beyond her budget. Again, if she ain't built like Arnold after that, I'd return that damn protein powder. That's high. Man, that's like buying a AAA game. That's $74.99 for, damn. Yeah, that charging, what was it? That Donkey Kong was what, $80? I think, no, that might have been $70. Still, that's high. That's a lot of money for protein powder. I'm sure she'd like that, and it'd motivate her to train even harder. I can't take protein powder because it constipated the heck out of me. I know she's been trying to bulk up her arms for a while now, and it hasn't made much progress. Now, what flavor should I choose? Vanilla cookies and cream? Peanut butter? Barbecue ribs? Well, damn. I remember that. I got cookies and cream when I had protein powder. I put it in my coffee. Kale and wheatgrass sundae? These people must be running out of ideas. Barbecue! You know what? It might be good. Barbecue ribs! I mean, I've seen her completely devour a whole rack of barbecue ribs in less than 5 minutes. This sounds like her. You buy it with Eternals? Fine. Alright, one less thing to worry about. This damn bus sure is taking its sweet time. What about the other girls? I hope Alex doesn't get pissed off if I'm late. Your phone buzzes. Oh, speak of the devil. Hey, I'm on my way. I'll be better if you don't come. I caught a cold and my nose turned into a leaky faucet. I'll show you the apartment another day. And what about the Wild West server and the gym? I can come anyway and look after you. There's no need. I can take care of myself, but... Thank you, but don't come. Well, okay then, as you wish. Just meet me in the Wild West server with Dahlia in an hour or so. Got it, see you later. Damn, what a downer. I was looking forward to seeing her new place. I mean, she said not to go, but I can't help wondering if she really meant that. Maybe she's just too stubborn to ask for help. In case we fuck up. Worth the shot. Worst case, she'll slam the door in my face. My man! Hmm? Hey, my dude. What are you doing here? Weren't you going hitchhiking? He could ride on her back. Weren't you going hiking with Michaela today? We had to call it off due to the rain. I mean, we have raincoats and the gear to stay dry, but the news is saying there's a major storm brewing for this afternoon. It'll be a huge downpour, even for Creighton standards. Oh, that's too bad. And what are you doing now? Any backup plan? Well, I thought about inviting her to the movies, but I ran out of money. My gig at the gym doesn't pay much, unfortunately. Oh. I'll lend him $25. Hey, take $25 and take your girl to the movies. Oh shit, are you serious? Of course, your happiness is my happiness. And besides, you're always helping me, it's the least I can do. You're the best, Grim. Thank you. It's called pay it forward. Don't even mention it. Now I'm even more stoked to give you this special something-something. Huh? The shirts are ready. What shirt? Oh, the matching t-shirts. I already gave Penelope and Luna theirs at the mall. They were actually the ones who told me you'd be here. I wasn't sure about your size since you're growing bigger and bigger by the day, so I went with a large, even though you always used to rock a medium. Oh, so you've noticed it too. I did get stronger. I thought I was going crazy. Of course, nothing wrong with a bro admiring your progress. You changed a lot since you got to Creighton. Well, I wouldn't say I've changed that much. Apart from more muscle, I'm exactly the same. Are you kidding me? You don't look at yourself in the mirror? What? Your skin looks drier and your nails have darkened. My nails? You're definitely looking more swole, almost like you've been testing some sketchy supplements at the gym. You got yourself some big-ass eye bags like you haven't been sleeping properly for a whole month. And your hair's growing super fast. You always look messy. I thought you meant I changed in good ways. I did. Ladies love the laid-back casual style, and you're rocking it. Looking more fit is always good, and the eye bags give you a mysterious, sexy look. Do they? I don't know about that. Plus, that hairdo? You know how many men have gone to hairstylists hoping to get that look? With that front swoop? It swooped so effortlessly. You look great, man. Well, if you say so. Thanks for the self-esteem boost. Anyway, I have to go now. Do you want to see the shirt before I go, though? Of course. Behold! The best piece of clothing your eyes have ever seen. Whether you're going to a wedding, a funeral, a marathon, or on a date with the love of your life, no matter the occasion, you'll be able to wear this! Reinforced seams and stitching, a patented breathable 100% cotton blend material, and it can be washed in hot or cold water without any compromise to its quality. Made in Creighton. Organic and fair trade. Oh, damn. That's so freaking cool. Looking at all the shirts, I love them. Really? The design is mine. Amazing. They're hilarious. You want to try yours? Sure, hand me it and I'll try it on at home. Try it now. Okay. Oh, it fits like a glove. It really does. Do you like it then? I love it. Phew, glad to hear that. I'll give the rest of the t-shirts to the other girls whenever I see them. Putting your shirt back on. Sounds good. I'll text you later, buddy. Thanks for the shirts. And enjoy the movie with Michaela. Thank you. Good luck in the Wild West server. I hope you find that gem. Fingers crossed. Alright, where was I? Oh yeah, I gotta buy some ibuprofen and decongestants for Alex before going to her house. The nearest pharmacy is the one on Emerald Street. Penny? Grim! I'm with Luna at the mall and she got her hair done at Paul's. I need you to tell her how beautiful she looks before she takes a shower and loses the style. I'm your man. With Luna at the mall and she got her hair done at Paul's. That's Luna. That's Penelope. Oh, thank you. Let me show you what you said to Luna. Aha, sure. She's smiling and blushing. You seem to charm all the girls around you, Grim. Shit, we gotta go. I think I saw Regina in the store. Oh, fuck. Better run away from her. Take care, Penny. See you later, Grim. Who would have guessed those two would have gotten along so well? They're like peanut butter and jelly. But I'm glad. I know they've been playing together in Warthogs these past few weeks. And they're both wearing chain shirts in the pic. That's kind of adorable. Alright, time to go. That gem isn't going to just magically appear in our inventory. I'm excited to play again with... What? Axel? Damn, you look like shit. Yeah, I haven't been sleeping well lately. What the fuck, dude? Where have you been? He looks like he got the T-virus. You haven't been to school in weeks. I asked Alex, but she didn't know either. I know, I've been busy. Okay. So you got anything to say? Or are you just wandering around town looking like that, hoping to experience the life of a hobo? How did Benjamin die? Fuck me, really? Oh my god, and here I thought you were going through some tough situation, but I see you're still the same idiot. I told you 100 times I didn't. I know you didn't kill him. But I also know that there's more you aren't telling me. I'm aware that Benjamin was a piece of shit. No one gave a fuck about his death, not even his family. He probably even deserved what happened to him. But he was also the only one who I could call a friend. I deserve to know what really happened to him. Why would I tell you anything? You want info about Ulysses, about the things they're doing, the things they want to do? What? I've been investigating, digging into what my father has been scheming. And I can delve into it more if you share what you know. William Bardot. Look, I'm not asking to become best buddies. I know you didn't exactly have warm feelings towards me, and fuck, I don't like you one bit either. I'm not trying to redeem myself or some shit like that. All I'm asking for is an exchange of information. Even if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. I could say the same thing. Okay, Benjamin was excommunicated. We believe that the Praetorians have a way to kill you both in Eternum and the real world at the same time. And when that happens, your consciousness gets trapped in the game. You become an NPC. Yes, so it's true. Wait, you knew this? Listen now, you fucking half-wit. Eternum is not a game. What? A game like Eternum would require a gargantuan network with tens of thousands of enterprise-level servers working in parallel within gigantic data centers. The amount of processing power to be required to run such a game would be unfathomable. And yet, there is nothing. Nothing. Then how is the game running? Whatever Eternum is, it is not digital. And Ulysses somehow found a way to access it through the neural implant. You're telling me that Eternum is like a parallel dimension? Because that sounds a bit... I don't know what it is. Only the Founder seems to know its secrets. That's why my father is obsessed with the Gems of Doom. Your father wants to gather the Gems of Doom? Why? He wants to claim ownership of the company and be able to control everything, as he has always done. But if your theory is true, what is Eternum truly? Who is the Founder? And what about the Praetorians? Idriel? Were they all human once? Is someone controlling them? Are the NPCs aware of their very nature and existence? What about Calypso? I do not know. I'll keep investigating my father. I think he knows more about more than what he claims. I see. We'll let you know what we discover too. Axel turns around, lifting his head towards the falling rain as he tries to maintain his proud posture. How's Alexandra? What? My sister. She left home a few days ago, but I know you've been hanging out with her. Oh, well, she caught a cold today, but other than that, she's doing fine. I see. Do you want me to pass along any message to her? No, not really. Axel continues walking away until he rounds the corner and you lose sight of him. It feels like for every question regarding Eternum that we manage to answer, 4 more arise. Not a game? I don't even know what to think anymore. Anyway, let's head out to Alex's house. Maybe a little walk will clear my mind. Few minutes later. And yep, this is the place. 41 Oak Street, apartment 25. This looks nice. A bit far from the center, but it's in a good part of the town. I guess that Alex is still a classy girl after all, even if she cut herself off from that life. But anyway, the rain has drenched me enough already. Let's see how this fancy place looks from the inside. What the fuck? Shut up, you crazy bitch! Or what? You won't be able to talk to me like that after... You won't be able to talk to me like that after I go on TV and tell my story.
Haha, no one gives a fuck about your story, you stupid whore.
I'll cut off your teeny little wiener while you sleep, you hear me?
Hey, shut the fuck up already! Trying to sleep! Don't tell me what to do, you crusty-ass cunt! What'd you say? Did I stutter? Oh, you know what? That kid isn't even yours, you dumb piece of shit! Someone else has been taking her to Pound Town as soon as you leave for work! What? Is that why Uncle John was here the other day? That motherfucker's lying!
Is this really the right place? Where the hell did Alex choose to live? Maybe I got the wrong floor. Let's see. Apartment number 25. It's here. I'm not sure what I'll find in there. It's either going to be Alex or an Albanian drug lord with a Glock 19 pointed at my head. Albanian. Please be the former. After realizing there's no bell, you knock on the door. Weird. Maybe she left. Hello, Alex. It's Grim. Grim? Hi there. The hell are you doing here? I told you not to come. Surprise! You can't come in now. Go away. What? Why? I have guests.
Who?
Okay, I don't have guests, but you still can't come in. Come on, you can't leave me in this scary hallway. I feel like I'm in the beginning of a crime scene TV show right before the murder's committed. Just go back home. It's raining outside. I said no. I got a cold and I don't want anyone to see me like this. I brought some meds and blankets for you and even a tub of your favorite ice cream. Go back home and I'll see you in Aeternum. I'll be fine there. But I don't need anyone to take care of me. It's just a cold and I'm not 10 years old. Though you can leave the ice cream at the door. Now bye! Okay, I guess I'll go back home. I'll leave the whole bag here just in case you need it later. Take care, Alex. You walk down the hallway again and leave. You're still here, aren't you? Yes. You're a real pain, you know that? I get that a lot. Okay, you can come in. But don't look at the apartment too much. I'm still unpacking and everything's pretty messy. Yay! Alex opens the door to let you in and locks the door immediately after. Hey, it looks nice inside. Quite a contrast with a dark hallway. You sure chose a scary place. I didn't really care about the building and, well, the rent was very cheap because of it. Honestly, just the fact that you alone managed to... Oh my god. Okay, Sniffly Alex is now the most adorable thing I've ever seen. Shut up. I'm constantly blowing my nose and sneezing and my nose turned all red. My face looks like a tomato. Exactly, it's so cute. Not cute, I look like a mess. Stop making fun of... Me. It wasn't my intention. I gotta say, this oversized shirt looks kinda hot. It's actually hot seeing Alex like this. Not gonna lie, maybe because I'm not used to seeing her so vulnerable? I hope I don't develop a kink for sick girls now. Are you sure it wouldn't be better if you just rested today? We can play tomorrow. No way. We promised Nancy we'd find this gem and we will. And Dahlia's waiting for us. If you want, I'll take one of those pills of yours and I'll be as good as new by the time we... Log off. God, I want to take care of her so bad. Please let me take care of you. Anyway, let's get to work, shall we? You're not going to give me the grand tour of your new apartment first? Oh, but of course. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my humble abode, the newest mansion of the Bardot family. As we step through this majestic entrance, we are greeted by the sight of this warm and spacious hall. The unpacked boxes paint a picture of a space adorned with comfort and style, and the completely empty walls add a touch of elegance. Oh, yes, I can see that. But let's not stop here. Much more grandeur awaits. Let's make our way to the heart of the home. I present to you the room of the living, also called by many as the living room. Here you will find a quaint space designed for gathering with loved ones and entertaining guests where delicious home-cooked meals are shared and memories are made. I know you're being sarcastic, but this place is unironically awesome, Alex. Really? Did you decorate it yourself? Well, kinda, I guess. I bought a table and a chair on Craigslist and the sofas and rugs at a flea market a couple of days ago. Always take advantage of flea markets when you can. You can get really good stuff at flea markets. The frames on the walls, the coffee table, and the lamps were already here when I rented the place. I still have a few things to unpack. That's awesome. I admire how resourceful and tenacious you are. And then going that way, you can find a small kitchen, the bathroom, and another room. Oh, can I see your bedroom? Of course, make yourself at home. It's definitely the best part of the house. Oh, I can't wait to see it. Take a good look. Been there, done that. Yeah, minimalist decor. I like it. And is that a can of beans? Oh, yeah. Did you notice the soup can? Oh, it's a soup can. Indeed. It adds an element of artistic intrigue while still avoiding any compromise to the elegant composure of the space. I'm glad to finally meet another expert in decoration. Jeez, this cold is really beating me up. You mind if I grab one of those pills now? Of course not. That's why I brought them. They're in the bag. Thank you. You can start putting your e-suit on. I'll do the same. We can play here in the living room. Sure thing. You sit on the sofa and start putting on the e-suit while Alex goes to her room to do likewise. Should I mention I saw Axel earlier? It's probably better to wait until later. I don't want to ruin the mood. What the hell is all this? What? This bag of yours? There are like 1,000 things in here. Yeah, well, I don't know what you had exactly, so I brought a bit of everything. Tylenol for fever reduction, ibuprofen, nasal spray, and a throat soother. Then I also got some cough drops for later, a few tissues and a blanket. Aw, and don't forget the ice cream. Put it in the freezer before it melts. And what the fuck is this shit? What shit? There's like an ugly egg plush. Aw, Dr. Eggdogstein. I'm sorry? The lady who sold me the blanket told me it brings good fortune and helps to cure colds and heal wounds. I thought it could keep you company in your new apartment. Do you like it? I hate it. You definitely were scammed. Now that you mention it, the price of that blanket did seem a little steep. Yeah. Alright, I'm all set. Sweet. Did you take any of the meds yet? Yeah, one pill and one of those lozenges. Good choice. You should be... Ooh, I don't recommend that. If she's gonna be playing a game, you don't want to have a lozenge in your mouth. You could choke on it. But this is a game, so you know. You should be as good as new by the time we finish our session. Let's not waste any more time then. I already sent you an invite. Just go to the saloon after entering the server. Dahlia should be waiting for us there. You can't miss it, don't worry. I've been on the server a few times. And you? Where's your e-visor? I'll go after you. I don't want to start playing while you're still awake. Who knows what you could do to my precious apartment while I'm pretty much unconscious. Come on, really? You know me already. I do, that's why I'm worried. Fuck off. Okay, your house, your rules. See you on the other side.
You've received an invitation from Alex. Would you like to join her session?
Yes.
Please prepare to connect.
We're not going to be spending much time in Aeternum, so don't get too used to it. The West? Wild West. Wild Bay. Oh boy, would you look at that? I've been looking forward to this since Chang let me Red Dead Redemption that one summer. An authentic Wild West server, and it's exactly as I'd imagined. Arid cliffs, rugged cowboys, rowdy saloons, lethal revolvers, ravishing elves. Overflowing gold mine. What the hell? Calypso, what are you doing here? What do you mean? I thought we'd already reached an agreement to collaborate together on the next mission. Have you forgotten? Well, yeah, I remember. It's just that I wasn't expecting you to show up so fast or dressed like that. Is there something wrong with my wardrobe? Nothing wrong per se, but... Hey, have you seen my new horse? A purebred Missouri fox trotter. Fastest horse in Frontier Trails. Shit,
someone's coming. This is not a foxtrotter. It's a vulgar Morgan. Well, that fucking vendor told me is the best horse in all of Eternum. Please tell me you didn't pay any more than 40 Eternals for this. Fuck! Phew, that was close. You'd not just grab me and handle me as if I were some lowly servant. What? Oh, I'm sorry, Princess. I was only trying to protect you. The enemy could be anywhere, so we should really stay on our toes. I apologize for the sudden aggression. I'd assume a minor sorceress like yourself could handle it. And you were right on that note. I can endure anything thrown at me. But do not worry so much about my integrity. An ordinary mortal could never stand up to me. Remember that the whole world is looking for you, though. If the mortals discover you escaped from your prison, they can come after you again. In fantasy realms where elves and magic actually exist, you can blend in. Well, here you stand out like a fairy in a biker bar. I do suppose there is some sense to what you're saying. The people of these lands seem to lack any sense of elegance and refinement. This is undoubtedly obvious. Can you transform your outfit again like what you did at Ulysses' dinner party? I have the ability to do so, yes. You see that girl over there? The one next to the black horse? I do. Something like her outfit would be perfect. Wow, you nailed it. Looks exactly like hers. And looks way better on you, I must say. Good lord, Calypso's got one hell of a bosom on her. Nancy and Penelope definitely have some competition in that department. Maybe a hat to hide your ears? Similar to the ones people are wearing in this town. Like this? Perfect. Ah, now I see why these simple folk are sporting such ridiculously large headpieces. Provides very ample protection from the harsh desert sun. I rarely witnessed clear skies like this back in Hyrular when I was growing up. Your realm? Is it often rainy? Depends on the season, but it never gets as sunny as here, so we all share a pale complexion. I can understand why you seem to find satisfaction in exploring other worlds and integrating into their societies, Grim. Feels invigorating, right? You might be more of an explorer than what you originally thought, Princess. Now follow me. Let's meet Dahlia and Alex. Yes, let's see what other peculiarities this world has to offer. Saloon? This place like an alehouse? Yeah, something like that, although they have their own distinct charm. Piano music, swinging doors, poker, and lots of cowboys. What is a cowboy? They're like those horse rides originally used to work with cattle. Horse riders originally used to work with cattle. Although most of them kind of evolved into bounty hunters after the lack of law enforcement led to an increase in fugitives and crime in general. I see. Fascinating. Feels endearing explaining basic concepts to Calypso. She might have many more decades under her belt, but there are certain aspects in which she seems to possess the innocence and wonder of a child. You enter the saloon and a rustic and lively atmosphere welcomes you. Alright, this is the meeting point. Grim, over here! There she is. Good to see you. Wow, I love your hair. You look absolutely stunning. Exaggerating as always, but thank you. I thought the braid would match the style of the server. Definitely does. Nice to have you here, Calypso. I didn't know you were going to join us. Yeah, I decided to assist you in your quest to find these 10 special gems. I'm still deeply indebted to you for my liberation, and this princess always pays her dues. Furthermore, it may unravel new leads that can allow me to return to my realm. Well, we'll be happy to have your help, that's for sure. I just hope no one discovers who you are because of how much you stand out. If she keeps her hat on there, shouldn't be any problems. If my natural hair color is a problem, I can temporarily modify it as well. There's no need. I saw a girl with green hair on the way up here, so... Oh my, the gang's all here and ready to go! Princess Dahlia? Grim? Oh, that face rings a bell. Does it? Yeah, although last time I saw it, it was red as a tomato. Are you feeling better now? Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be able to show up here otherwise. I got a reputation to uphold. Is that so? You play here very often. You could say that I know the server. I come here to play as a bounty hunter from time to time. Criminals like to hide here, so it's not a surprise a man we're looking for has the same idea. I've never been to this one in particular, but I played a few times in Tumbleweed, another Wild West server. Damn, how many Western servers are there? These two used to be the main ones, but now Tumbleweed is practically abandoned. Most people just moved to Frontier Trails after a case of cannibalism in the other server. Damn. Some forums even talk about zombies. Damn, that sounds cool. We gotta visit that one. Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to Black Ridge Saloon. Mighty pleased to have you here. Have yourselves a grand old time, and please kindly refrain from pointing them guns at the pianist. So what can I rustle up for you? Oh! I'm gonna get me some coke. Won't stay long, but I'm gonna have a coke, thank you. One whiskey, got you. Coming right up, partner. I asked for a... I'll have a glass of water with a sprig of fresh mint, thank you. Got another whiskey coming up your way, man. I'll get it poured for you right quick. I'll have a whiskey, I guess. Three whiskeys, got it. I'll have them ready for you before you can say yee-haw. And at last, lady, what would you recommend? A buffalo ribeye or a T-bone? Both options are mighty fine, ma'am. Best steak in the whole server. And the side dishes? Well, you can pick a creamy mashed potatoes or honey baked beans. The beans are my mama's recipe, but either one would surely complement the steak just right. That's a tough choice. You know what? Bring me both entries, please. Each one with a different side dish. Four whiskeys, a ribeye with mama's beans, and a T-bone steak with potatoes. It'll be here in no time. I'll be over yonder, but if you need anything else, just give her a holler. Thank you. Why'd you order so much food? Isn't it kind of pointless? Don't judge me. I'm not. I'm just curious. Why do it? Because it tastes good. Duh. Duh. Yes, why we? Food, it's nutritious and it tastes good. That's why I gave us a tongue, so food tastes good, right? I've never had the chance to taste buffalo meat in the real wild in the real world. Fair point. I've been looking forward to eating one of them dragon burgers in Ichabar myself. And besides, I read a study that says eating in a turnip can trick your brain and thinking you consume more protein so muscle growth is optimized. Oh, that's good right there. Always need more muscle growth. Definitely a win-win for you then. A girl sits on the last free chair left and stares at you in silence. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a private conversation. So if you don't mind, this is crazy. I gotta say, you're looking good. Thank you. Is this girl flirting with me? I'm sorry, do we know you? Grim does. What? How do you know my name? Leaning forward and resting her breast on the table. Oh, have you really forgotten about me? Is this some kind of scam on the server? I don't know what you're trying to get from us, but I haven't seen you before in my life. That's mean. I guess our encounter wasn't as special for you as it was for me. What? Ion, you were playing a tournament for the first time, and I was rocking a hairstyle that was way more exotic and more blue. Blue? Oh, shit! Eva! Bingo! At least you remember my name. Well, you look so different without the crazy pigtails and the whole neon look. How you been? You know, just running back and forth. Wasn't expecting to ever see you again, but as I always say, a tournament has an odd way of bringing people back together again. Ain't that the truth? So who are you? Are you one of Grimm's erstwhile lovers? Or what? Of course not. I was only around her for like a few hours. Well, it's actually way less than that. We're friends. I was on Ion and, it's kind of spawned the city as ventures do, and I saw Neon's sign. Crazy cool sign, you know, should have seen it. It had glowing lettered words and, I vaguely remember it, to be honest. I went to... Damn, these whiskeys sure are taking a while, ain't they? Did the bartender head out to harvest the barley himself or something? Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, no cool story behind it, really. Not much to write home about. I was a clerk in a newly opened bakery in Ion, and Grimman came in to try one of our Nanobite cupcakes. He was so nice and treated me so well, I didn't even charge him for it. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Are you still working at the bakery? No, my boss fired me after he found out I let you go without paying. Turns out giving away free stuff when you're starting a new job is not the best idea. Guess I should have seen that coming. But anyway, I just wanted to say hi to Grim. Sorry for interrupting, guys. You didn't? No worries. Yeah, no worries. You sure you don't want to stay for a bit? No, I got things to do, but thanks. Well, catch you around then. Good to see you. Likewise. Till next time, Grim. Good to see you keeping such nice company. What can I say? I'm a very lucky man. All right, bye, guys. Well, where were we? I didn't know you had so many friends. Who? Eva? I wouldn't even call her that. She's just an acquaintance. Yeah, I heard the story. It sounded made up. It wasn't. I just met her once for real. Tried one of the cupcakes there and then left. Nice girl. Mm-hmm. Shit, look at the time. We should go to work. Yeah, we should. What do we know about this gym, Alex? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do a little briefing. Alright. Alright, cowpoke. So we're gonna see you back here in September. I know, September a long ways away. But September, we're gonna give you some more Eternum. If the whole damn world ain't exploded by then, I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. Hell. We're gonna do Animagus like we normally do. And we're gonna come back in September. Hopefully everything's alright. And the adult games are banned for everybody in the universe. We're gonna try. So, remember, you can support these games with Patreon. So far, Patreon, Subscribestar seem to be the best way to support these games. So if you like them, support them. Because they're not gonna make as much money with the itch delisted until they bring them back. And I think they'll bring this one back for sure. I definitely think they'll bring back a tournament. It's such a popular game, I don't see why they wouldn't. But they got rid of mouthwashing, and they got rid of another one, Fear and Hunger. Got rid of those. They delisted them. I mean, they're still there. If you have the game, you still have the, you know, you still can download it. But fortunately, you can't look it up on itch anymore, and that kind of sucks, right? But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Eternum in September. I'm out, guys. Stay well.